Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
My goodness, a busy show today. Now, I'm joined by a Cork institution who runs a Cork institution. Former ballet dancer Alan Foley, who's the artistic director of Cork City Ballet. Alan, you're very welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Thank you so much. Yeah, great. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, Cork City Ballet, I did not know this, and I'm very impressed, is one of only two professional ballet companies in Ireland. And you've been going 30 years, and in November, you're bringing the classic Sleeping Beauty to the Cork Opera House. Why Sleeping Beauty? Say that again, sorry.
we have indeed been going for years, and we are indeed bringing the Cork Opera House. Yeah.
So your leads, Katerina, and her husband are from the Sofia State Ballet in Bulgaria, which is a very big deal ballet company, of course. And for many years, you've worked with dancers from Russia. You dance in Russia yourself.
Yeah, in 1989, that was the first time I went to Russia, Brendan. I attended the Vaganova Ballet Academy, first ever summer school in St. Petersburg. And I've been there many times since then, as you can imagine. And because of my connections with Russia, over the years, we've had many, many dancers from the Bolshoi and the Mariinsky in St. Petersburg come and perform with the company. But of course, sadly, since the war started, that's not possible now. But we have Katerina, as you said, and her husband, Tetso. She's the prima ballerina of Sofia State Ballet in Bulgaria, and he is one of the principal male dancers. So we're very excited to have them back.
In the 1980s, from Cork to St. Petersburg, you must have been quite the outlier.
I always say to people, if you think about it, how many ballet dancers in your life do you know? And then bring it down again, how many male ballet dancers do you know? So, yeah, I mean, I grew up in a small town at the side of the ocean, a place called Fountainstown, in near Crosshaven in County Cork. So, yeah, from Fountainstown to St. Petersburg was a big leap. But it was a magnificent...
Literally was a big leap. Oh, my God. It was a pirouette. Tell me this.
It sure was.
How did you get into ballet from a small town in Cork?
I won a disco dancing competition in the local clubhouse here where we used to do that. But, you know, we used to have a hop.
I love you. Go on. You won a disco. How old were you?
I did. I was about 7 or 8. And then at the tender age of 13, I mean, the absolute ignorance of it, I wrote to the Royal Ballet School in London asking them if they have any courses in disco dancing. I mean, Brendan, you can imagine the response that I got. I mean, the Billy Elliot of it all. And and then at about the age of 14, the movie Flashdance came out, and I thought, oh, yeah, that's definitely what I want to do. So I went to John Denise Moriarty and I said, I think I'd like to become a ballet dancer. And quite honestly, she frightened the life out of me. She said, if you want to be a dancer, you have to study art and drama and music and sculpture. And I thought, oh my God, how awful, how boring. So I left. And I went back a year later and I said, look, I'll stay if you promise never to put me in tights. And she said, yes, dear, of course, dear. And 3 months later, she hit me up on the Opera House stage in tights, and I never took them off.
Wow!
Literally, you know, I mean, for ballet, I mean,
yeah,
so, yeah.
What a career! Oh my goodness, that's amazing.
That's how it started.
And like all dance shows, particularly in ballet, though, it's an expensive business putting on a ballet, isn't it?
It's a very expensive business, Brendan, because what a lot of people don't realise is all the dancers that you see up on stage and, you know, all the crew and all the cast and whatever, this is their job. This is their full-time job. Like, they all have to be paid. They all have mortgages and whatnot. And then, of course, on top of that, you have the sets, you have the costumes. Like, most of our costumes were actually made in Russia at the Mariinsky Theatre. And, an average tutu costs about €1,000.
And does
it? Oh, yeah, it does. And then if it's all sort of diamanted and bejeweled and whatnot, it can go up to about €3,000. Yeah, it's very expensive.
Wow. Yeah, of course it is. And people might have a view of the ballet that it's not for them, that it's only for posh people. But you don't concur, do you?
No, of course they don't. I mean, hello. I mean, a small little town boy from Crosshaven. No, I believe ballet is for everyone. And, you know, that it's not the preserve of the privileged. And I go out of my way all the time in every interview I do to make sure that people realize that it's only dancing. At the end of the day, it's only dancing. Now, it's a very stylized, you know, art form that takes years and years. I mean, children start studying at the age of 10 to become a full-time dancer, and they study every day for about 6, 7, 8 years. But yeah, ballet is for everyone, and it should be, because, I mean, it's a beautiful art form, and, you know, it celebrates the sort of the movement of the body, the creative, all of the arts combined, actually. Music, light, set, design, costumes, beautiful dancing, yeah.
You're a great advocate for it, but anybody listening who has a little boy who wants to be a ballet dancer, what would you say? What advice would
Send
you give
him to ballet if he wants to go.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, of course. Yeah, absolutely. Just, you know, over the years, we've had some incredible movies, as you know, like in the early days, like Fame, Flashdance, Dirty Dancing. And all of these movies, sort of, you know, Billy Elliot was a great sort of an advocate for promoting boys doing ballet. And there's more and more boys doing ballet now. And yeah, absolutely. And why shouldn't they? I mean, you know, it's there for everyone.
And there's ballet all across in Cork. There's ballet schools, isn't there? And there's ballet schools, obviously, in Dublin. And are there ballet schools around the country? Can people access ballet?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. There's a profusion of ballet schools all over the country, which is fantastic. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, it's great. I mean, the first ballet school was actually opened in the Abbey many, many years ago by the Irish woman, Annette de Valois, who, at the invitation of who was it? I can't remember. Somebody invited her to come to open a ballet school at the Abbey, and she did. And of course, as many of your listeners will know, Nanette de Valvo went on to found Britain's Royal Ballet.
Wow, interesting.
And became one of the most iconic people in the whole world, yeah.
So, Alan Foley, before we finish, would you tell us about what the Sleeping Beauty is on at the Cork Opera House, Thursday the 7th?
Yeah, it is, Brendan. Yeah, the 7th to the 9th of November, and it's the magical ballet, you know, Tchaikovsky's masterpiece, The Sleeping Beauty, which is a family favourite, and it's got everything in it. You know, it's got stunning costumes, magnificent sets, glorious music by Tchaikovsky, and magnificent dancing, and and it's, of course, in the times that we live in, Brendan, it's a ballet that where good overcomes evil, which of course
and
is really important.
Thank you, Alan, and the very best of luck with it. People want to find it more, go to corkcityballet.com.